All right, so I'm going to close that discussion right now on number seven. I know this is the one that everybody's been waiting for. We have 21 minutes on item number eight, and then we're going to go, I want to review action items that I'd like to suggest and see what the wisdom of the committee is. Discussion of on-air election information. So that includes candidate cards, that includes airing the recorded, some of the recorded forms that have been recorded in some stations. This is an item for the committee of the whole. So I will go to committee members first, and then I will go to the members of the public. But this is an item of committee of the whole. Committee members, is there anything you'd like to say about item number eight? Discussion of on-air election information.
Janine, to the staff.
Go ahead, Janine.
Well, I guess I would love to, between the committee members, find out what their status is as far as on-air cards. If their GMs have started any, now that we're 5 days in. So I know, what sort of either information or candidate statements or whatever is being shared with their membership. Sort of in a roll call so that we have an idea of how it's going at each of the stations. Thank you.
Okay, so I'll go around the room and go by station. Why don't I start with WBAI, William? Do you have any information for us? I think William is the only committee member from WBA that's on the call.
Information on what? On what cards?
Whether candidate cards have been aired, whether forms have been aired, candidate forms, whether announcements have been aired about the election timeline and the such.
Well, sure, I'm not the final word on this, but I've heard it was an 8-minute card from the National Election Supervisor that gives a lot of information about the election. I believe BAI, we had some on-air debate, one session, I think, one day, about a week ago. And what else might you be interested in?
No, I think you pretty much edified us as to what's happening at WBI, and I'm sure the members of the public are still in. I'm going to go to KPFA. Who's that?
Stack, Sue, KPFK.
Okay, Sue, you're the member of the public. When I say member of the public, then please say
okay.
Your name, but I'll put you down already, okay? So you're on the stack.
Thank you.
Okay, KPFA, I want to go to Aki Tanaka. If he has anything to report on this, Aki? Aki? Tanaka? Are you trying to unmute, Aki? Okay, I'm not hearing anything from Aki or Tanaka. Susan, KPFA, question to you as well.
Yeah, this is Susan. I heard something about the election as far as logistics and all that. I have not heard any carts myself. I don't listen all the time, so, maybe I missed them, but that's it. And no debate as far as I haven't heard any debate.
Okay, thank you. Are you also a candidate, Susan, by chance?
No, I am not a candidate.
Okay, all right, sorry.
Sue is a candidate.
I know, Sue is a candidate, that's right. I knew it was something like that. Okay, I'm going to go to PFW, who's not in the house. I'm going to go to KPFT. Susie, is there anything you want to report on that question?
Hold on. Can you hear me?
Yeah, okay. Susie Moreno from KPFT. Go ahead, Susie.
Yeah, I wasn't too sure, but I was kind of checking with Nancy, and some of the cards are out, but there's nothing on the air. Nothing has been on the air. Listener cards have been done. Staff, not too sure, but we do have the cards have been. A few have set up cards and are on the system, but there's nothing on the air yet. And I think we were discussing that or arguing about that. And that's all that I know this far.
Okay. Thank you, Susie.
You're welcome.
I'll go to KPFK. You asked a question. Jeanine, I've been so busy working and ratifying my contract with the union. I'm really glad time to listen. So if you have information on question 8, I'd appreciate it. Jeanine Rohn? Jeanine? Star 6 to unmute. Jeanine? Janine, are you still there? Hello? Mic check. Hello? Okay, I'll go back to Janine. Members of the public.
I'd like to be on staff. This is Elizabeth Milos.
Okay. Any other committee member want to speak? Jeanine, are you back with us? Okay, I haven't had Jeanine. All right, so I got any members of the public want to speak on this?
Yes, Nancy. Okay.
Zach, Steve Zeltzer.
Nancy. Is Jonathan still on the phone? Jonathan, are you still with us?
Steve
yes.
Zeltzer.
Oh, do
yes.
you want to speak on this? Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Anyone else?
Steve Zeltzer.
Sue, Elizabeth Feinlow.
Steve?
Yes.
Yeah, I
Sue
got you,
for
Elizabeth.
The
stack. I got
Sue?
You, Sue. I got you, Sue. You're
okay.
The first one on the stack. So I got Elizabeth, I got Sue, Elizabeth, Nancy, John, and I think I heard Eleanor, too. Did I hear Eleanor?
I thought Steve said something.
Yeah, I got Steve.
Okay. And I'd like to speak also. Thanks.
Okay. All right. Okay, Sue from KPFK.
Let's
say you brought this question. Let me repeat the question for the benefit of the stream. Question 8 is discussion of on-air election information. Go ahead.
That's what I was going to ask you. And I've been accidentally punching number sign instead of star. And that's what I wanted to ask you, and you just answered it, so thank you.
Okay. All right. Have you heard anything on the air regarding election information?
No.
Two?
Amen. Back, please.
What?
So Jeanine fell off the course. She's coming on shortly. Okay. All right, member of the public, Elizabeth?
Raymond to the stack, please.
I got you, Raymond.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Sue was first. I think Sue was first and I was second.
Sue just went, Elizabeth.
Oh, okay, I didn't know. I'm sorry.
Sorry, I didn't hear you, Raymond. I didn't hear you, so.
Okay, I'd like
go
to
ahead.
I'd like to say that I participated in the debates, the KPFA debates that were on Zoom. First of all, the actual way that the debates were done was not very conducive because we were separated into like groups of 6 or 7, 1 hour apart. But none of the candidates had the access to be able to listen to the other candidates that were set to speak to have their debate at a different hour time. So there was really no way of being able to listen to what other candidates were saying. The problem also with that, obviously, is that it was not even on air. And after the debate, I asked Renee when they would be aired, and she said they would be on YouTube. then I emailed her and I told her that I requested that they be placed on the air, and she said that she would request it. So I was under the impression that she had already done so. After a week went by, we didn't get any no information regarding that, even though she sent that letter. We went to KPFA station and denounced this issue because we believe that the only way that listeners can make informed decisions is to be able to have it on the air, and it's in the bylaws. Now, we were told by Maria Negret that to go to YouTube, which is kind of like political comedy.
Please, hold on. Don't mention staff people, please.
Okay, I'm sorry. We were told by somebody at KPFA to go on to YouTube, okay, which is kind of funny because you're in front of a radio station and you're told to go to YouTube. But also, the issue is not only the debates that were already recorded, but we're also then I sent another letter to Renee, and she said she would be requesting it. Now, the issue is not whether or not she would request it. I think the issue is she has the authority to demand it. That's in our bylaws. So all the general managers should comply with the bylaws to be able to air the debates. And here we're talking about all the debates of all the candidates. We're not talking about specific candidates or one side. We're talking about all of them. And as well as the one-minute candidate statements should also be aired. And the actual debates should be aired as well live to give the participation, to give listeners the option, the ability to be able to make call-ins and ask the right questions. I think that's the only way that we can make sure that this is transparent and really instill trust in our listener member base that we are a truly independent station, network. Thank you.
Thank you. Who's that?
Sue, again.
All right, Sue, you'll be at the end of the stack.
Okay.
Okay, Nancy.
Yes, about the forums, it's in the bylaws, Article 4, Section 6, that the listener call-in question or comment is required, and the candidate statements are required. So what's going on now is a violation of the bylaws, Article 4, Section 6. And at the last PMV meeting, I believe the ED made a suggestion that the forums should be in a prominent place on the station's website, on the home page, where there's a link so people can just click it and not have to search for it in the archives. Not sure what that was. And also I wanted to add, very important is the candidate cards need to be heard. They need to be on the air. That's another requirement of the bylaws. So I was suggesting, and I am not a technical person, maybe somebody else on this committee is, but maybe the NES and the LESs could organize and use the Pacifica Zoom and call all those candidates on and let them do their speech on the recording of Zoom. That way you can do a whole lot all at once and then just make sure everybody's under 1 minute.
Okay.
Because there are now like 30, all total is 34 listener cards have not been made, and 8 staff cards. What is it? 8? No, more than that. No, there's more. 26 staff have not done yet. I mean, that was, I looked at 8 o'clock Eastern time. So that's a lot of listeners. 34 cards have not been done, and 26, and it would be kind of unfair to air some of them, but not all of them. But that's an easy way to
do it. Okay, your time's up.
I'm finished. Thank you.
Thank you. John? Jonathan?
Yes. There are 3 different issues here. The board member from WBAI mentioned that there was already some instructionals regarding on-air from the local election supervisor, or some sort of notice about the elections, about ballots, as I understand. I think it was William who brought this up earlier in this call. I just want to say that What's interesting is that has not happened in Los Angeles. I don't know about the other signal areas. Now, what this would beg the question is why has there not been a uniform CART for this purpose for all five stations? This should have been prepared and aired at least a week before voting started. So not only do we not have everybody receiving an email ballot, I'm not sure about the mail and the mailed ballots, if anybody's received them already or in time to vote on the first day of voting. So again, I reiterate, under no circumstance should the August 16th voting starting date be upheld. This process needs to be moved forward in time. An issue of any additional cost of that matter are totally irrelevant and must not be used as an excuse per Alex Steinberg's suggestion that nothing could be done because of the financial problems we're facing. This is absurd.
Okay.
And now the other two things are that we must have all of the board members, national board and local station board members, should immediately be provided today with the contract that Pacifica signed with the National Election Supervisor in order to review the provisions in it in regards to what powers the National Election Supervisor actually does have when she's at an impasse with general managers and staff at each of the signal areas in order to put CARTs on the air and or facilitate live and or pre-recorded forums. The third issue is that, as far as my understanding, most LSB candidates who did participate with the National Election Supervisor's YouTube recordings of not only candidate statements but a certain number of listener candidate forums and debates that were posted to the National Election Supervisor YouTube channel were, as far as I can tell, what I've heard, many of these were not recorded properly and really are not of audio quality to be able to be aired. It's clear that the national election... You know, Lawrence, I don't appreciate this.
Excuse me. I just told Nancy that she was at time. I'm extending time for you, but you got to wrap it up.
Okay. The situation is that the YouTube channel posting of any recordings by the National Election Supervisor in no way satisfies the requirement under our bylaws in regards to having fair elections. Alex Steinberg and the entire National Board who voted against, who are sitting here on their hands, it is the National Board's responsibility, flat out, legally, to ensure that these elections are fair.
Okay.
Now these elections are completely unfair. So all you National Board members that are listening, including all the local station board members, you have the power and the responsibility to ensure that these elections are.
Okay, thank you, Jonathan, for your comment and for your points. I have a public member, I believe, from New York.
Chair, this is Paulina. Can you add me to the stack of public members?
Yes, I may, Paulina.
Okay. Thanks very much. And I would remind my colleague from L.A. that the time is important because there is limited time and there are others who feel equally strong about some issues. The PND, I want to say some people were misled and some people were confused. Some people, for the length of time that they've been on the board, there's no excuse for them not knowing what they apparently didn't know and what they confused others about. The fact is that the ballot mailing period is supposed to be 6 weeks, and it was set at 8 weeks. So, meaning that the original, in the bylaws, we talk about sending out the ballots on August 15th and ending the voting on September 30th. What the NES did in this round was to set a mailing period, a balloting period of August 16th to October 15th, automatically extending it by 2 weeks when generally we would only extend it for to make quorum. So there was ample time to have delayed the mailing of the ballots by 2 weeks so that the cards can get on the air, so that debates can get on the air, so that people could actually vote with information instead of simply responding to what they might have been told. It is unfortunate that the board did not do that, but we cannot roll the clock back. What I will point out to people is that when you go to the ballot request form, you have an opportunity to have your ballot reset. So if, in fact, you later hear a card that inspires you to vote for someone that you didn't vote for originally, you know, it'll turn out to be more time intensive for the staff, but it is what it is. You, at that point, can ask that your ballot be reset so that you can vote. So all is not lost. Thanks.
Thank you, member from the public. Raymond.
Yes?
Are you still here, Raymond? Go ahead, Raymond.
I think Steve was skipped.
Oh, you know, you're right. Steve was skipped. But Raymond hasn't, Steve has spoken. I'm going to go to Raymond. Then I'm going to go to Steve and Paulina. Raymond, go ahead.
I'll be happy to defer to Steve.
Okay, go ahead, Steve. Thank you, Raymond.
Okay, this problem that we're having is happened over and over again in elections. So this is nothing new. The managers apparently think that they don't have to follow the bylaws at some of the stations. And I think the DNB and the interim executive director and the election supervisor have to notify the managers that they are required to follow the bylaws. I don't know if that's even been done. We were told by a staff member, as Lisa pointed out, that it wasn't if people want to see the debates, they should go to YouTube. I think that employee needs to be instructed what the bylaws are. They apparently don't know or they don't care what the bylaws are. So I and others made an effort to postpone the election for 15 days a month so that there could be the proper preparation so that the members would have the information about the candidates before they're voting. What's happened now is the ballots have gone out and people will be voting before they hear the debates and the candidates. That is an unfair election. That's not a democratic election. Let's be clear. That is not a democratic election.
They don't care.
When the members, well, what we thought is whether they care, not whether the, you know, when members are voting for people they haven't even heard from, and all they hear is have a statement. So my proposal is that this committee instruct the election supervisor, recommend the election supervisor, and the interim executive director, and the support for the PMB to take action to make sure that all the debates are on the air, that they have live debates, and that they be carried as soon as possible so that we can protect the rights of the delegates who are running, or the possible candidates, so that people will hear their voices before they vote.
Thank you, Steve. That's good points. Raymond.
Yes, thank you. A report. I listen a lot to KPFK, and I haven't heard one single word about the election. I do also go regularly to the website, and yesterday I went to the website and managed to find my way to a link that said something like candidate debates. And it took me to YouTube, where some portion, and I can look it up, some portion of the candidates divided into three or four were permitted to answer some questions from a moderator.
Right.
Now, there was something said in each of those about questions from the audience. I have no idea whether there was an audience. I certainly didn't know how to be part of an audience. Can you still hear me?
Yes, Raymond.
Yes.
I can hear you. About 20 seconds.
Thank you. So what I have in an effort to become a good voter is a half-assed set of debates that didn't include everyone, with no statement that the following declined to participate. Finally, the one thing I always know I can get and did was a candidate endorsement email from New Day, and I think it's called Grassroots. That came before any of this stuff. I don't like it. I don't think anyone else really likes it, but it's objectionable, and that's what I have to say. Thank you.
Thank you, Raymond. Paulina.
Yes, thank you.
Paulina, you still with us?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
May I be added to the stack?
May I ask who that is?
Eleanor.
You don't have to tell me.
Foreman.
Okay. Who's that? I got you, Sue. Since you spoke, you're at the end of the stack. Go ahead,
okay.
Paulina, and then Eleanor, and then Sue. And then we're going to close it.
Mm-hmm. All right. I'm also very concerned about how these elections and the information around them is not being put on the air anywhere. I was also bothered by the vote at the PNB. Well, but in any case, I'm not a PNB member. What I wanted to mention here that is pertinent for this committee is that the National Election Supervisor, per the instructions of the National Board, created a segment explaining the results of the referendum in one part, and in the second part, explaining the elections process for the listeners. That segment is long, so what has happened, in my understanding, is that the stations that are in FunDrive have not aired it with the explanation that it would take away too much time from fundraising activities. Now, that segment can be split in two, and a much shorter segment explaining the election should have been airing now. It's ready, and it's sitting in everybody's mailboxes. By that, I mean by the PDs and DGMs. And, my understanding is that the NES has full authority to make sure, I mean, she shouldn't be getting any pushback from management. That's their job to follow her instructions in regards to elections. So that's one thing that maybe the committee can follow up on to help the PNB implement what they had passed earlier, which is what has been produced by the NES, the card that explains, in part, right, part of it explains the election process. And so that should be airing everywhere. I believe I heard it on WBAI, but not on other stations. And that's pretty much it. That's what I wanted to mention to the committee. And thank you for convening, Lawrence, and thank you for your work.
Thank you. Thank you, Paulina.
I would also like to be on SAC.
No, we're going to close the SAC after Sue. I'm sorry, because I'm going to extend the meeting for another 8 minutes to 5:45 Pacific time, 8:45 Eastern time, and I think that's 7:45 Central. This way we could look at actionable items that we can take to address some of the concerns that have been voiced. Okay, so I got Eleanor and then Sue, and then I'm going to call on myself on this thing.
Janine to the
Go
staff.
Ahead, Eleanor.
Hi.
Who? Hold on. Who?
Janine.
Okay, Janine. You go after me. Go ahead, Eleanor.
In answer to a previous person's questions at WBAI, I believe all of the candidates were invited to debate, and some of them were no-shows. And apparently they were offered a different time later on YouTube, but not on the air. But the people who were in the original debates, there were three 50-minute segments with like five people or so in each segment, except, as I said, some of them were no-shows, or one person apparently called up from a phone and couldn't get through. But anyway, that was broadcast on the air live as well as being posted later on YouTube. And listeners were able to phone in and ask questions. So, yes, it was on the air, and listeners did actually get to ask questions, although very few people actually called up and did ask questions, but a few people did each time.
Thank you, Eleanor. Sue, and then I'm going to put my Amanda's back, and then Jenny.
Point of information.
What was that?
A point of information, Janine.
Go ahead, Janine.
I'm curious, Eleanor is speaking of what station?
WBAI.
Oh, okay, thank you.
Thank you, Janine, for catching that. Sue, go ahead, Sue.
The questions for KPFK's debate were acquired ahead of time supposedly from listeners. And the NES and the LES have gaps in the time that they're paid for. So some of the time, some excuse may be that they were off duty at the time when pressed to air the promos. Thank you.
Thank you, Sue. Okay. I'm going to call on myself real quick. So this is what I think, right? Now, I'm going to date myself a little bit, but I'm going to tell you a brief story. I grew up with a transistor radio in my ear, listening to New York Yankee games in New York. And when I was a member of WBAI, they gave away these little FM plugs with like a little gadget, and you could listen to WBAI through there. And even KPFK at one point gave those away. Now, I'm not opposed to multimedia platforms, right, such as YouTube, Facebook Live, and all of that other jazz. I'm an old school guy. I'm a radio guy, so and I grew up with a transistor radio, and that's the way I grew up listening to radio. Now, I can see if we were a network, we are a network with five radio stations dispersed throughout the United States and over 200 affiliates dispersed throughout the United States. And yet, we have no YouTube channels locally on our stations, but yet we're telling listeners not to tune into the radio, but go to YouTube. That is a complete disconnect being able to, again, engage the audience and be able to continue to build an audience to terrestrial radio, right? Now, again, I could see if each station had a YouTube channel, when you go to their website, you could just hit an arrow and you could listen to the debate. But the fact that you have to get farmed out to go listen to a YouTube channel, to listen to election information, really indicates how much of a disconnect this network has with its stakeholders and with its listeners. And the way I believe that the listeners have been canalized to engage in listening to radio. We have to bridge that gap, right? We have to bridge that gap where we can have multimedia platforms linked to the websites of the radio station and to the affiliates and to the Pacifica.org website as well. So I think that's
that's something that I would include in the report on actionable items that we're going to get into in a minute or so. But I just thought that I'd share that story because what I'm hearing is, you know what, don't tune into the radio, go to YouTube. But yet, there's no on the station websites. You have to actually, you know, if you don't have an account, if you don't have a computer, you are completely disconnected from the radio station or from being educated on the positions of the candidates. So, I mean, there's a serious disconnect that really concerns me as a social justice activist and as a radio person, a radio listener, sustainer of KPFK. It's a real serious disconnect, and that has to be addressed. So with that, that's all I have to say about that. I just thought that I voiced my concern about that after listening to everybody. Just really very makes me very uncomfortable. The state of this election is just really very disturbing, for lack of a better word. Janine, go ahead, Janine.
Thanks, Lawrence. I'm going to speak from being a candidate. I'm on the committee, but I'm also a candidate. So I wanted to comment one on the forum. We were told that the forums, in fact, I got a Google invite that actually planted into my schedule that it would start on August 9th. Yet on August 7th, I received an email in the evening saying that I was scheduled for the next day, and I never got that email. The only way I knew I was scheduled for a forum the next day, which was a day earlier than they told us we were going to start, was I got a text an hour before with the Zoom information. I had no idea that no one told me that there had been an email sent out, that the email had questions beforehand. And so these forums took place over 3 days, but the first day, people likely didn't even have time to see the email or look at the questions. I still felt, you know, good doing the process, but I felt that I was likely at a disadvantage. Number two is one of the reasons I wanted to be on the committee is because I had such a bad experience 2 years ago where I never got a ballot. I called and left messages on the NES's voicemail 3 times, and it was only when I called the station and talked to somebody did I get a call back and get forwarded a ballot. And so, you know, going into this then as a committee member back in April, asking if we could be of help. Could the committee members be of help in the huge task that she had? And granted, she had the bylaws referendum, and I believe that she became overwhelmed. But the reality is that we have spent all summer being accessible to her to help. And when you talk about these Google forms or answering people's issues, it doesn't have to be me because I'm a candidate, but that she's not utilizing the committee that was there to help her. And so I really feel like we need, and I thank you, Lawrence, for convening this. And I know we're running out of time. I feel like there needs to be a task force of sorts to be able to itemize all these issues that actually make this election really concerning and bring it to the PNB in a special meet and call for a special meeting, because this is not right. And this is not just this election. And, you know, this is a community-based radio, I believe, in everything you were saying, Lawrence, you know, community-based, and yet they have to go to YouTube to read about their or to see their candidates. It's not conducive to our mission statement. So anyway, that would be my suggestion, is to do a task force of committee members to craft something that's not only the concerns but the violations, and convene a PNB meeting to see if it's something that can be done at this point. Thank you.
Point of order. Sue?
Sue, you don't have the privileges to do a point of order. Do you want the floor?
Yes, quickly.
You're not a committee member. So,
quickly.
Ahead.
I just received an email from the local election supervisor that said that the national election supervisor was not invited to your meeting. Thank you.
Well, that's, that's, that's not true at all. So I forward the committee the email with the announcement, and the national election supervisor was CC on the call, and then other members also employed her to attend the committee meeting. So a way of excusing herself, then that's
oh, hi, Lauren.
That's not an appropriate venue to do that. So she was invited to the committee meeting, and that's, when I sent out the announcement with the phone, with the call-in number, she was CC on that invitation. So I maybe she didn't look at her email, but for her to send a messenger to convey her message instead of practicing the professionalism to communicate with the whole committee stating that she did not receive an invitation, I think that would have been a better practice. So that's that. Oh, okay. So actionable items. And I don't know, if you could forward me that email, Sue. This way I could communicate with the local election supervisor and send her the email that I send the committee. Okay, so what I want to do... Oh, go ahead.
Well, I'd like to put forward a motion, sort of what I was asking for there.
I was just about to get to that. That's an actionable item. But
Lord,
go ahead,
Lord,
Denise. Hold on. I have the committee members speaking right now. Janine, you have a proposal.
Well, I'd like to move that the committee form a task force to itemize the grievances heard here today and also list any violations and call for a emergency meeting of the PNB to address the violations and the concerns.
Okay.
I'm open to amendments for that.
Okay.
Not an executive session.
Hold on, please. It won't be an executive session. That'll be open. I would move for it to be open.
Thank you.
So I think the elections committee has within its purview to do the work that you're asking for a task force to do. So,
it's just that we're running out of time for this meeting, and I don't want to have to wait a week.
All right. So
you know?
That a motion and committee doesn't need a second. Is there any objection from the committee members to creating a working group or some kind of task force to address the concerns that we heard today in this meeting? Okay, hearing no objections. Do we have any volunteers? I volunteer. Anybody else? Sue De Silva, do you volunteer? I think Sue might have bugged off. William, do you volunteer?
Yes, William volunteers. Thank you.
Okay. Anyone else on the committee wants to volunteer? All right, so it looks like it's
I would volunteer
small
if it's appropriate.
It sounds like it's going to be a small working group. It's going to be me, you, and William. But we should definitely do that. And so I have a proposal. The next time on the agenda is setting the next meeting. And I like to propose that we meet on two Saturdays from now, September the 4th at 6 o'clock Eastern Time, which would be 3 o'clock Pacific Time.
Can the public speak?
Let us set the meeting. Let us set the meeting, please.
Yeah, about the next date.
Can I make
a suggestion? It's the committee's responsibility, Nancy. Hold on.
Continuating meeting, and you can do it quicker instead of waiting a whole week.
What were you saying, Nancy?
You can set a continuation meeting, this meeting, and you don't have to wait a whole week. So you could do it tomorrow, and you could make a executive session and do what y'all want to do, like change or put on probation, staff that's not that's obstructing. I mean, y'all could do a lot of things. That's all.
Thank you. I understand that. You're correct. You're correct.
William,
go ahead, William.
I think you're talking about Labor Day weekend. Is everybody aware of that?
Oh, September the 4th is Labor Day weekend. That's right. So,
how about tomorrow?
Why don't we, I should know that, right? Why don't we continue to, why don't I propose that we have a continuation meeting next Saturday at 6 o'clock Eastern Time? Are there any objections to that?
I object. I don't really object, but I would like to make it earlier as well because there's a PNB meeting on the 26th. So if we could do it tomorrow or Monday or Tuesday, we might be able to have that letter ready for that and not need a special meeting of the PNB.
Okay, I can't do it Tuesday. I could carve out time on Monday, but it will have to be like around 6 o'clock Pacific time, which will be 9 o'clock. No, that's too late. Come up with a time. I can make time on Monday. Come up with a time.
5:30.
5:30 what? Pacific. I'm thinking of the people in the East Coast. So why don't we do 3:30 Pacific time, which will be 6:30 Eastern time. Nancy, is there anything on the KPFB X calendar?
I'm looking at it right now, and there's the development task force at 8:30 Eastern.
Okay. That'll be 5:30 our time.
And personnel committee
why don't we do 6:30 or 6 o'clock Eastern time, that'll be 3 o'clock our time, Janine. Can you do it?
Sure. There's a personnel on Monday night, the 23rd. There's a personnel that's
Mr. Chair?
But that's at 8:30, right? 8:30 Eastern, right?
No. The personnel is at 7, and the development is 8:30.
Lauren?
Go ahead. Go ahead. Whoever said my name, go ahead.
There's no open PNB meeting on the 26th. The person might be looking at a closed session. There's nothing posted here about an open meeting on the 26th.
That is a closed session, you mean? But in order to call an emergency meeting, I think, correct me if I'm wrong, in order to call an emergency open meeting, it requires three directors, right?
You could call an emergency meeting. It would be a special meeting, but I don't know what time it would happen because the PNB's meeting in closed session at 8:30. So what time would, once you guys go to closed session, that's pretty much it. What time do you think anybody would be out?
Well, I think doing it before the executive session.
Maybe 7:30 or something.
Yeah, 7 o'clock.
Okay.
Those are 7 o'clock. So what do people think of that? Monday?
If we set 3 o'clock on Monday, that would give an hour before the personnel committee started.
Okay, you want to do 2:30 on Monday? 5:30 Eastern?
5:30 Eastern.
Yeah, 2:30 Pacific, 5:30 Eastern. Hello.
Yeah, that sounds good to me, Janine.
Okay, William? All right, so we just post the continuation meeting Does it have to be posted, Nancy?
Yes,
Nancy,
it has
to be posted.
Yes, it has to be posted.
Okay, thank
yes,
you.
All meetings have to be posted. Janine can do that.
Right. So,
but
Janine,
I'm sorry,
can you post?
Mr. Chair?
Yeah.
Sorry. Could you guys do that on maybe the 24th, Tuesday? Oh, you said you can't do Tuesday. Okay,
not doing the
meetings
day.
Yeah. Meetings that start very early are a problem for people who work.
That's true. Mm-hmm. So we're thinking of the people on the East Coast. You know, early for us is okay. I mean, Janine says, okay, I'm okay with it on Monday. But Tuesday is my most busiest day of the week, so I can do it.
Okay.
So we're going to go with 2:30 Pacific, 5:30 Eastern. Okay.
Is that the 23rd?
The 23rd?
That's the 23rd. Yeah.
On Monday.
Monday the 23rd, yeah. Janine, can you post it?
I'm
you
doing
have posted
it right.
For this, right? Okay, good, okay. All right. So, go ahead, Paulina. I'm sorry. I'm going to get back to you. Go ahead, Paulina.
Thanks. I have a suggestion. Right now, the committee members for the elections committee in the system that Otis has, so that list doesn't include the NES. Since the NES is a member of the committee, she should be receiving official notices from KPFTX. And she's not. So maybe you as chair could take care of that by emailing Otis. And that should take care of that. That there would be no excuse then for the NES not to have received it. That's all. Does that make
okay.
sense?
Yeah, that makes sense. I can do that. That'll be an extra time I reached out to her. I did CC her. So I don't know the claim of ignorance that she didn't receive it. But anyway. Okay. Sometimes things get caught up in the cloud and don't come down. All right. So I guess we could adjourn. We'll meet on Monday at 2:30 Pacific time and 5:30 Eastern. I'll get Otis to assign me a number to call in as well. Okay. And I'll send that email to Otis in regards to listing the NES, who is an ex officio of this committee. So. All right. I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
Jonathan on the stack.
Jonathan, we're adjourning. I take a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn?
Yeah.
Susie?
Susie? Thank you, Susie.
Yes.
Are there any objections? Okay, hearing none, we are adjourned to Monday, August 23rd at 5:30 Eastern Time, which is 2:30 Pacific Time. Thank you. Have a good night.
Will that be a
Saturday.
Discussion?
Thank you, Lawrence.
Thank you.
Lawrence.
Bye-bye. Bye.